Hello and welcome to this week's edition of The Organist On Calls. My name's James McLean.
And I'm Damon Cox. On this week's show we feature the free manual 10 rank Compton that is installed in Fenton Hall, Hampton in Arden. The Compton organ was originally installed in the Tower Cinema, West Bromwich, which opened on the 9th of December 1935 with Leslie Taff at the console. The Compton was well used and broadcast by many organists and gained popularity through the Midland console broadcast series in the 50s and 60s. Reginald Porter Brown got some great sounds of it in the 50s, and here's two contrasts. Firstly, the lively Ritual Fire Dance, and this is then followed by a peaceful rendition of Leroy Anderson's Forgotten Dreams.
Thank you.
Lovely Sounds from Reginald Porter Brown. In 1965, the organ was sold to a private buyer who installed it in his home, but he unfortunately died suddenly. His widow sold the organ to the COS in 1967, and it was installed in Marston Green Maternity Hospital. The opening took place on April 4, 1971, with the COS founder and president, Hubert Selby. In 1983, Simon Gledhill recorded his first cassette on the Compton. Here's a track from that recording. It's a novelty called The Dole Dance.
During the organ's time at Marston Green, several concerts were held featuring some of the top organists at the time. One of those was Eric Lord, who played there on a number of occasions. Here's Eric with a medley of contrasts, including The Lady is a Tramp, By the Sleepy Lagoon, How Deep is the Ocean, and Tiger Rag. But before all that, let's listen to Eric recall some memories of a time when he played the organ whilst it was at West Bromwich.
As Harold Littlemore was saying, this is not the first time I've played in Birmingham many, many years ago. More years than I care to remember, I actually played this organ. If you'd like to spare the time and listen to a little story I have to tell about it. I was playing at the Regal Hammersmith, and this was a Compton organ also. I followed the organist Gordon Banner there. And one day the circuit supervisor came around and said, "Now look, Sunday is your day off because we don't show pictures in Birmingham." At that time they didn't anyway. So you know it's a long time ago. And so they said, "How would you like to go over to our new theatre, the Tower West Bromwich? Because we open up Sunday evenings in the Black Country." And I didn't even know what he was meaning when he said the Black Country. And I don't suppose you do either, do you? You do, of course you can't. Exactly. Well, this is what happened. I'm sent over there to play this organ, and the manager, I was only a young chap at the time, the manager of the Regal Hounsworth put the fear of God into me. He said, "When you get over there," he said, "they're really rough in West Bromwich, they'll tear you apart." And for a week I was very frightened. Eventually somebody came and I went along to this theatre, beautiful theatre, brand new, and a brand new organ. Went to see the manager, who later was a very famous manager of the Warner Theatre, Leicester Square, but he was just a small timer like myself at that time. I went along to see this manager and he said to me, "You've nothing to worry about. He said, as good as gold, this audience. Good as gold. He said, all you have to do is to go up on the lift, play your party pieces, half an hour, press the button and go down, but for God's sake, say nothing. Don't take a bow. When the white spotlight appears, you know that's the end. Press the button and go down. I thought, well, that's not so bad. So I pressed the button and came up, and there was a terrific row. They were very, very noisy audience, but they didn't do anything at me. Until the white spotlight came on. So I thought, well, that's the end. I corded off, pressed the button, started the singing tune, and was on the way down. And I was absolutely showered with empty ice cream cups. So I went straight to the manager's office. I was absolutely incensed, indignant. My ego was busted completely. And I said, what happened there? He said, you've nothing to worry about. They always do that when they like you at West Bromwich.
Eric Lord there with a melody of contrasts. The organ was used frequently until 1985, when it was decided that the space was needed for the health centre, so the organ had to go. In 1989, the organ found a new home in St Martin's School, Sully Hull, and in 1992, the Compton was once playing again. In 2000, Russell Holmes recorded the organ. Here he is with Long Ago and Far Away, which was written by Jerome Kern.
Thank you.
Sadly, in 2002, the school announced it could no longer accommodate the organ, so once again, the Compton was on the move. The organ found its permanent home in the Fenton Hall, Hampton in Arden. Recently, I recorded a few tracks of Simon Gledhill, who once again became familiar with the Compton, which he recorded in 1983. Here's Simon with two contrasting tracks. Firstly, the jazz standard Harlem Nocturne. This is then followed by the lively number On the Sunny Side of the Street.
Thank you.
lively playing from Simon Gledhill. I'm afraid that's all we have time for this week.
If you'd like to get in contact with us, visit organistoncalls.wordpress.com and click on the Contact Us tab and follow the steps on there. Join us next Tuesday at 8 p.m. for another selection of theatre organ tracks from around the world. So from me, Damon Cox, it's goodbye.
And goodbye, James McLean.
Take care.